Hi, would y'all like to feature a story how furniture delivery companies are going into people's homes delivering furniture and then robbing them?
What? Yes, please tell me more.
So I had some furniture delivered. They sent three guys to deliver my furniture. So I got one guy downstairs, two guys upstairs putting my bed together. After they left, I just felt uncomfortable. So I went up to my grandson's room and I checked his dresser drawer, and my five diamond and gold rings were gone.
What?
Yes, I called the police. I called them because I had one of the guy's phone numbers. I said, y'all need to bring me my damn story back from calling the cops. They were all like, we didn't take your jewelry. I called the store and I immediately told them what happened. I said, you need to call that truck in because they stole my jewelry. The guy that I talked to said, there's no use for me calling the truck in because by the time we get them back here, they'll have already gone and hidden your jewelry if they took it.
Oh, wow. He was a big help.
Yeah, so the police came. I filed a report. Long story short, the supervisor wouldn't cooperate with the police to give them the guy's name that delivered my furniture that day. So the police were able to track my jewelry through the pawn shop. The detective that was on my case showed me a picture of my jewelry, showed me the driver's license of the delivery guy that stole my jewelry and pawned it. But by the time he contacted the pawn shop, they had melted my jewelry down.
No.
Yes. Girl, they came in my house and they didn't only violate me. My 3-year-old grandson, he went through his dresser drawer.
Right. That's my first thing I was thinking is, why are they searching through a toddler's room for anything of value in the first place? Like, what are they looking for? Some diapers? For their BS
they wasn't supposed to be in there. They were supposed to be in my bedroom putting my bed together. And
Whoa.
What pissed me off is I called them immediately after these guys left. They did not call that truck back in. They let those guys go to 10 other deliveries.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But, oh, my God. So this is a warning for anybody who's getting something delivered. You got to be in the room with them.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Like, that's crazy. So, obviously, they didn't work for the furniture store. They were, like, a third-party contractor?
My thing is, they were able to get my case solved because I called immediately after. Can you imagine the people that don't check their stuff for 2 and 3 weeks after they're getting deliveries and it's probably missing and they can't track who took it because they don't have so many people in and out of their houses?
Right. Oh my.
And then I don't even feel like Value City Works, I don't feel like they were compassionate about it. I don't feel like they gave a shit or any of that because they didn't say, well, are you okay? Is your grandson okay? Was anything else missing?
Right.
And then it's like, I didn't sleep for a whole month almost because this guy had my address, delivered furniture to my house, robbed me. I didn't know whether he was going to come back.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is crazy.
I could not believe that. And then here's the thing. I said to Value City, why didn't y'all tell me it was a third-party company? Because I would have picked my stuff up.
Right.
They go, oh, we did tell you. I go, no, the hell y'all did it. You did not, because I'm very OCD. I don't like people in my house, so I'm real cautious about stuff like that.
Right.
Do you think they offered me anything? Do you think they, what can we do to help you?
I would think.
But you know what they thought? They thought I made this shit up and that one of them guys didn't steal my jewelry, and they also thought the police wasn't going to be able to solve it. Bullshit. I give my props to the Greece Police Department because they did their damn job.
Right. Yeah, I got to clap it up for them. All right, so now what, though? Like, so your jewelry is gone. Are you
so notified their insurance? So UTC's insurance company did call me, but this happened July 7th. they bullshitted around until this guy was able to pawn my stuff, because he pawned it the next day. And then they're like, oh, he ended up quitting, but I called you people that same day. They did absolutely nothing.
Right, because you never know. He could have hit those other 9 houses along the way.
Exactly, those other 10 houses.
Right, knowing that he was going to quit the next day, he had a plan.
He did have a plan. He did have a plan. And, it, you know, and it, one of the rings had sentimental value. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to be victimized in my own home, you know how traumatic that feels?
Yes. And, I mean, like I you said, like, why are you even in my grandson's room, period?
Exactly. You were up there probing around while I'm downstairs with the other guy putting the chair together.
Whoa.
And then, you know, because the supervisor wasn't willing to cooperate, it's made me think, is this a whole string of shit that y'all doing? Are y'all all in on it?
Right. That's what it seemed like, because the fact that he said, well, it's no point in me calling now. He probably already hit it. Like, no, you can't even, you making up excuses. Like, you're not trying to help me. Like, you're supposed to say, yes, I'm going to stop him in his tracks right now and go search his pockets. Like, that's what I would have been doing.
They didn't care. That's exactly what they should have did. So what if these dudes would have came up in my house with guns and stuck me and my grandson up? Y'all hiring these people, y'all not really doing thorough background checks on them. And then I don't feel like they were compassionate at all. Value City, nope. Now, the lady at UTC, the operations manager, she claimed she was on vacation or whatever. When I talked to her, I did hear empathy because, like I told that lady, I'm ready to try to sue all 3 of y'all.
Right.
Because it's the trauma of the whole situation.
So you just got to wait for their insurance now? You got to put a claim in with them?
I put a claim in with them, and I'm waiting on them to come back. But I feel like Value City owes me, UTC owes me, and that third-party delivery company.
My God.
That junk hurt. It hurt. It hurt me to my heart.
I'm so sorry.
I can't even have furniture delivered to my house that I paid for, Grace.
Right. Exactly.
Now I don't want no. And then the thing about it is, you know, I got other stuff coming from them. And then I don't even want. No, here it is.
Would you like a receipt?
No. I'll take this back. And I'm like, but once. And I've been buying stuff from them for years.
Right. Yeah.
I said, you know what? After I get my stuff from them, I will never buy anything else from them. But I worry about the people that they still delivering to.
Yeah, yeah. My situation was nothing like yours, but I will sympathize in the fact that I've been buying from Value City a lot of years. But last time I had ordered a table set, and they only brought one chair. It was supposed to be 4 chairs, and they said, oh, well, the other ones were broken. I said, all right, well, can I just come pick up 3 more chairs? And they're like, yeah, it'll be $300. I said, excuse me, I've already paid for 4 chairs. Just give me 4 chairs. Oh, we can't do that.
Yeah, they're bad.
Because that was part of a set, and we can't bust up another set, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And, girl, they damaged one of the drawers to the bed.
Wow.
And now I got to wait for them to come and try to fix it. I'm like, you know what? I'm so over y'all. But I said to them, you know what? I'm going to let my story be known because people need to know you can't trust the delivery companies.